Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years, since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's promescent.com/Emily. promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily. On today's show, I'm giving you a mashup of all things Valentine's Day, from letters of lovers past to how to make the day special and so much more. So enjoy this mashup. Have a pleasure-filled day and year of love. Happy Valentine's Day. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com and all social media. It is Sex with Emily, and you're going to love our website. My intention for the show, as we do intentions, is for you to have a happy Valentine's Day, whether it's self-loving yourself, self-loving all over yourself, or with a partner. Enjoy it. I love you all. Happy Valentine's Day. So we've got some Valentine's Day stats for you to get you in the mood. Very interesting study that we found. I'd never seen this before, and I've seen it all when it comes to Valentine's Day. I talk about this every year. Satellite Internet says what your state is Googling on Valentine's Day. On Valentine's Day, this is what they found. The top search term in half the states in America, breakup. So then I think, if you're all searching breakup, do we need to talk? Now, are you doing breakup because you're like, it's really making you realize, like, I don't want to go out to dinner and spend all this money and pretend I love him, kiss you. No, I hate this person. In fact, I don't feel love. I feel anti-love for them and I want to break up. What's going on there? That's the most common. It literally has a map. Can we put this in like the show notes?
Yes.
Has the map of the United States and it's like breakup, breakup. And then there's like, okay, there's breakup and then there's poetry in another state. Free dating apps, date ideas, and then break up again, break up. The Bachelor. Interesting. So some people are getting it on romantically and they're like, I want to be an amazing Valentine. I'm going to do something really romantic. And everyone does like, I want to dump this relationship. So this is what I think is amazing on Valentine's Day. So expected total spending as a whole is $27.4 billion.
That's a lot of fucking money.
Average total spending individually, $196. Individually, that's what people are going to spend.
So now everyone's going to be like, how much should you spend on me to this Valentine's Day? And if it's anything less, yeah.
I don't think you have to spend money to make it great.
I don't either.
Mm-mm. Only 20% of singles are excited for Valentine's Day. It's okay. 43% of singles consider Valentine's Day to be the most pressure-filled holiday. 1 in 5 wishing the holiday was canceled altogether. Oh, this is my favorite part. Sexy gifts. This is true. I couldn't believe this. I thought, Jamie, when you gave this to me, I thought, this can't, you made this up.
These are the sexy gifts people...
Oh, but I didn't.
Sexy gifts people are wanting this year. This is according to Adult Friend Finder. They would know. I feel they have the pulse on what sexy things people want. The number one thing is bondage toys.
Yes.
Which is fun. You could get like a beginner bondage kit if you don't know where to start. Those are awesome. Get them in any sex toy store. They want a remote controlled vibrator. Now, this is something that we've been talking about for years. But the fact that people see it now, probably because they're watching porn or they see it, I don't know if you're
probably
at the cam.
Or something.
We love
that,
the Moxie. That's one of our favorite toys.
Do you think it's because people are like, it's like one step below like actually having sex in public? It's still like there's less likelihood that you're going to get caught, but it's still a sexy secret.
Because it's a sexy, exactly. It's the exact kind of thing that I believe that people are craving on Valentine's Day, or really every other day of the year. You're looking for something different, spontaneous, and you haven't done it before. That's when you get the adrenaline going. And the more we do kind of daring things with our partner or try something different, the more connected we feel. So what better way to do it than to wear a vibrator out for dinner on Valentine's Day, or at home, or to work that day, depending on where you work?
I always thought because of this job, I could give the remote to my boyfriend. But like, I don't know. I just feel like, how distracted am I going to be? I feel like I could put on I wouldn't tell you guys, and I would just try to put on a really brave face. I think I could do it.
Guess what, Emily? All day today, I was wearing the Moxie in my pants.
Poker face.
Poker face.
Poker orgasm
face. But you
could
do that. I wonder if he would be able to get you to orgasm.
No,
you have my
not.
Permission to do that one day. Eh. Okay, people want a couples massage. You're like, I'm not going to save it for home. It's not as fun now. It's like cheating. Like,
you got
to
tell me no.
I just said yes. So you're like, not as fun anymore.
You got to tell me no.
Because there's something. Okay, no. Don't ever wear a vibrator to work.
All right, now I'm going to do it.
The other things people want are couples massage. These are the sexy gifts. I think that's one you could do that at home. You could just do that like without even having to leave your house. You could hire someone to come to your house and do it as well. Water-based lube. I'm such a fan of what everybody wants. 5 massage oil candles. They are amazing. We love massage oil candle. It's really beautiful. You light the candle, then you blow it out. You can't do this with every candle. It has to be a massage oil candle. You blow it out and like you pour it on your partner. It's like this warm, luxurious massage oil. People want gold handcuffs, number 6.
Ooh,
not to be confused with the golden shower.
Yes.
Don't like gold handcuffs.
Because
like the nice ones, like they want it to be a status symbol. Like, I think you should get Velcro ones because they're easier to use if you want it to actually be practical. Because you actually want to use them.
Because people don't know these things.
They know they don't.
They don't know that these Velcro things exist, and they're like, gold is pretty and silver is too much. Like, I'm actually arresting you.
Yeah. You'll never use the gold ones. What if they have a key? Worse yet, you lose the key. It's a whole thing. Velcro. Think about it. Velcro or bondage tape.
Oh, my God. Imagine on Valentine's Day. How memorable would that be? My partner lost the keys to the handcuffs, and you had to go to, like, what do you go to? A blacksmith? Those still exist?
Yeah. Is that what they're called? Blacksmiths that come over and unlock your door?
I don't know. Like, now
what's it called?
I'm picturing, like, a locksmith. Blacksmith. I'm like Hephaestus from ancient Greece.
Speaking of ancient Greece, I'm glad you brought that up. It's actually the Romans. Do you want to hear the history of Valentine's
Day?
Oh,
I do. Well, but of course I want to hear.
Okay, the name Valentine's Day came from Emperor Claudius, which I thought it was Emperor Clitoris. I was trying to remember.
Emperor
was it Clitoris? Was it Emperor Coronavirus? But it's coronavirus. But it was actually the Emperor Claudius. So he decided that he thought all young men should be, all the soldiers should go to war. And he didn't want them getting married. So he tried to put a ban on marriage. And he said, there's going to be no marriage allowed. I need men to fight for our country. But then there was a priest, and his name was Valentine. Mm-hmm. And Priest Valentine said, nuh-uh, I'm going to do some underground marriages. I believe in love. I believe in romance. I believe in commitment. And so he started performing wedding ceremonies. Well, he found out, and Emperor Clitoris got very, very upset. And he was like, Valentine, you're an asshole. I'm putting you in the dungeon, in jail. So Valentine's in jail. And what happens? Emperor Clitoris's daughter came to visit, and he fell in love with her.
Princess Labia.
Princess Labia. Yes. Princess Labia came. And Sir Valentine, we'll call him Sir Valentine. He was like, I love her. I love this woman.
I love her labia.
I love her labia. And I love everything about her. So, however, the night before he died, they found a letter that he'd written to Princess Labia, and he signed it, Love, Your Valentine. And that was the first Valentine ever written.
Oh, I love that story. And I love the names.
That's one of the interpretations. Origins. There's like other origins that there's like two Valentines and there was 2 years in a row things were happening, but I like this one.
There's also a very dark.
There's a very dark one.
Version. Not good.
No. So I like this one. Write love letters this year.
I like that too.
I know.
That's so good. It's so.
Isn't it funny that his name was Clitoris? Is this the craziest part in ancient Rome?
I know.
They knew back then, but there were some sexy people.
Names, and now we can't say it.
I know.
I think it was Claudius, but you have changed.
It's definitely not Clitoris.
It's Claudius II. It's Emperor Claudius II.
His name was
Valentine, though.
For the show, we're going to rewrite history a little bit. Don't fact check us on that.
But you get it. Please don't. All right, guys. Hilarious. What's fun about this is, first off, we don't write letters anymore, so hopefully this is going to encourage you to write something to a friend, to a lover, let them know how you feel about them. But it's also allowing me to learn things from my past that I had forgotten that I can teach you all here in the moment.
Some reminiscing.
I'm reminiscing.
Some nostalgia.
Exactly. I'm like, oh my God, I remember this guy. I thought that he was so great, and I fell for him very quickly, and we had an affair for about a year. Maybe less. Maybe it was like 9 months. And I just loved that he was so into me and attentive. And all my friends, till this day even, but even then, they were like, no, Emily. And it made me think, like, what are those green flags when you're dating someone that turned into a red flag? You were like, I love all these things about them. And then it was like, red flag. And then you learn. Because I learned from this one. Here's what he wrote. Now, it's clever. I saved it. Well, I save all of them. He wrote it on a barf bag from an airplane. He was on Virgin Atlantic flying, and I saved it as I save. This one was stuck out because we're like, oh, clever. He wrote, Emily, how presumptuous of you to assume that I'm mimicking your Opus barf bag by writing a note via air sickness repository. I have no idea what that means. And then he called me Mitts, and I don't remember why my nickname was Mitts.
Did you like mittens?
I don't know. No. I was in San Francisco. We didn't wear mittens. I think he thought I was like mitts, like a kitten. Well, like a mitts and kitten.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Like a minx, but a mitts.
So he writes a bunch of things here that don't really make sense. But then at the bottom, delivery mechanism aside, this note exists to convey one inescapable truth. I love you with the gravity that not even the moon exerts in beaconing the evening tide. I shine knowing you might bask beneath my light and reflect it back. Infused with your beauty, love, Jay. We're not going to say his name. And then he says, P.S. look inside, and he puts something inside of it. And it's like another note. So he's super clever. Anyway, true innovation. That was the love part, which I liked getting the words. And I'm reading the words here going, oh, but this relationship. So it reminded me of a few things. This guy was just getting out of a relationship. And when I met him, he was into me. And it felt so good. He was very attentive. He was often writing me notes. And he was showing up and helping me with things. I think I was making my film at the time. He was more like tech savvy, was helping me edit stuff and do things. And he was very available. And he was very into touch. And he was very loving in that way. But then all of a sudden, he became too available. So this one time, I was in Chicago for my friend's birthday. We were all there for my 30th. Five of us meet every year. And all of a sudden, we were in Chicago, happened to be flying over Chicago. Like, he was in San Francisco and he's like, oh, I just happened to be on an airplane that's going to land and has a layover in Chicago because he wanted to come see me. And I was like, you guys, maybe it's true. They're like, why the hell is he in Chicago? And I was like, well, you can't come see me because I'm with my best girlfriends. That is a sign. Very available. And the other thing it reminded me of, that he had no friends.
Oh.
He really didn't have friends.
He didn't
have friends in San Francisco. He'd been there for a few years. He was going through a breakup. But it just made me realize that people who don't have friends, great if they're long-term friends, but any friends, even from work, from life, I think that's a sign that their emotional skills, the way they connect with people, isn't up to par. And they haven't really excelled in that area yet. And that means if they're too available, they're too there for you, and they don't have a life outside of you, it's not going to go well. But I wasn't able to see those things at the time because I was just into his availability and touch and interest in me. So have you ever been with someone and there was a green flag that actually turned out to be a red flag?
So when you said, though, that he was like happened to be flying over Chicago, I was like, what do you mean? What did he do? Just like let like parachute out right over the town?
I think he was like going back to home in New York. Okay. And then he was like, oh, but now we have to be in Chicago. And I was like, do you not understand me that I have these precious girlfriends I've had at the time for 10 years and we meet once a year and there are no men. Like we do not. I mean, now there's men involved sometimes, and mostly we have our meet up with the girls. And it was like, this just doesn't, you can't just, I don't miss you. You can't just show up. I'm gone for a weekend. Ugh. But he missed me, couldn't handle the time without me. And granted, at that time, we'd probably been together for what, 6 months or something at the time?
He followed you across the country.
That's weird. And then my friends were like, how about that guy you dated? So they never forgot that he was probably a guy that I dated that was the most bizarre.
A green flag that I thought. That turned out to be a huge red flag was in one of my first relationships. I had noticed, I was like, you know what? I'm always hitting him up. He's never initiating the conversation. Mm-hmm. And so I had asked him, I was like, you know, I feel like I'm always hitting you up. And like, I would really like it if you texted me.
Made a plan.
Yeah. He's like, oh no, but I just like, I always light up when I see you text me. I love when you text me first. So I was like, oh, that's actually really sweet. It makes him feel good. That's great. What it was is that he just wanted to make me look like a crazy, clingy person.
Because that's what he used on you at the end?
Well, no, because then there would be times where like I knew we had a mutual friend who would be like, yeah, like sometimes you'll text him and he'll like throw his phone across the room. I'm like, oh, she's texting me again. So I'm like, wow, what a dick.
What a dick.
What a fucking dick.
Mm-hmm. I have one too.
Okay, Kristen.
There was a guy that came over and it was like one of the first times that I laid next to a guy in bed, watched a movie, and he didn't like try to kiss me or do anything or make a move. And I thought, wow, that's really respectable and nice. But then he never ever tried to make a move or kiss me.
And was he into women?
I think he was into women, but I just feel like we weren't into each other. Like there wasn't chemistry there. And I took that as, oh, wow, he's being nice and respectful. Oh. But really, I think it was like we just...
You weren't attracted to each other. Yeah, that's a good... Because what we do at the beginning, that's such a great example because we want to see green. We want to see all the good things. We're like, well, this just means you're into me or you're very available or you're being respectful. And those are tough to see. You kind of need more evidence, you know, after a few dates. I'm trying to think of what else. People who are... Well, I also think people show you who they are, believe them, and the issues you have on the first date you have forever. And so pretty much if someone's like late or they let you. But that wouldn't be, I'm trying to think of like the other green flags I've had are like really fun, life with a party, always a good time, always for going out, alcoholic.
Oh, that's a
good
one.
Told great stories about himself. Was like really interesting. All these great stories. Narcissist.
What would you, yeah, what are you doing? Like, as first, just self-care.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever you're doing. Because I feel like I am going to obviously see my boyfriend. I don't know what we're doing. Probably not going to make it super special. But just, we're going to hang out. But I also like every year to do something for myself on Valentine's Day.
Should do something in the office. I don't know, like a
like last
a
year
massage.
I got a, yeah last year I was gonna say last year I got myself a massage and it was wonderful.
I think it's like those things that you think you're only saving for good for special occasions or things that really for me it is massage. That's a great one. Manicure, pedicure, going, you know, getting a facial, buying yourself something that you've had your eye on.
Ooh, yeah, I like think a it's nice, like a nice,
yeah,
like a nice purse or like a nice pair of shoes.
Yeah,
or,
like a commit, yeah, something that you're like, I've been looking at these, I want them, I deserve it. We all deserve it. Like, treat yourself.
I think I got myself. Have you ever had nothing bundt cakes?
Yes, didn't we? We got yes in the office like years ago.
I think I got that for myself last year too, because they're like delicious and they
oh,
had like
that's
the
something chocolatey. Yes, get your favorite chocolate. Get your favorite dessert. Start planning this now because, listen, we also talk about this a lot and we've got some great podcasts, sexwithemily.com. You can check out all of our podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts. But we talk about like, this is a day that, you know, it's going to be here. We're all going to have to experience it, whether you love it or hate it. If you're in a relationship or not, buy yourself something, do something, you know, have a Galentine's Day party, like have a singles potluck with all of your friends or just do something that you're like, okay, you know what? I don't have a partner, but I'm going to take a bath. I'm going to buy myself a toy. I'm going to masturbate. I'm going to eat chocolate. I'm going to pamper myself. I'm going to self-love the fuck out of myself all day, all weekend long. It's not a Friday. We're going to take a quick break and we come back even more Valentine's Day. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. I'm glad Steve is here because listen, whether you love or hate it, it's on, I think it's on our mind. In a relationship or not, especially if you're in one, you're like, what do I do? Either I care about it, I don't care about it. How do I know the right gift to get? So all we're giving you tips. And then tonight, I want to know, since Steve's here as well, like, what do you think? Do you care if you get a gift for Valentine's Day? Like, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? Because I think that matters.
I mean, for me, me and my wife and I, we're like, we're more into like an experience than like an actual like firm gift, just speaking from her standpoint before I talk from mine. So we got a hotel suite and we'll go out to like a really nice dinner and we'll spend the night in the city that night, just her and I. And like, we thought like, oh, we would focus all this money, but I can't help myself, but got her a present, even though we agreed no presents.
That's amazing. That's really sweet.
Well, but that's the thing is that...
But she expects that from you now, from you, probably.
I think she secretly does. I think she does expect that I'm going to give her a gift. But like, I was talking about in the office with someone, and by the way, girls should not have to give guys presents on Valentine's Day. I've never expected one ever in my life.
I think that some guys think it'd probably be nice to be thought of. Some guys like romance.
Well, but romance is like... lingerie and some heels, I think a guy, you know, and I'm and maybe you're doing that on a Tuesday, you know, far be it from me to know what your sex life is. Actually, I do know what your sex life is.
I mean,
is.
Do you listen to the show?
To the show. Yeah, never mind.
The show, we know what your sex life is.
No, I do know what your sex life is. But.
I like the idea of an experience. So I have this thing that I was, this Valentine's Day, I have these letters, Steve.
Oh.
So I save things. I lose things often in my life, but for whatever reason, I have held on to every single letter I've ever received in my entire life from a friend or a lover, somebody who I've had sex with.
How many, what do you have? Just boxes upon boxes?
Dude. I brought them in, boxes, and they're by file, they're by name.
Files.
How did you know to save this?
Because they meant something to me. I just thought, it's like love in a box. I don't know if I ever want to pull them out, but turns out I hadn't pulled out a lot of them for 20 years, but they were always very well filed because there was something very meaningful about like words of affirmation, yeah. Love language. And also it's a great history of just life and people I've been in love with or in like with and experiences I have. I also have all my journals, all my tickets to movies and concerts and just in a file by the guy. So like we opened it up and like shit was falling out. I'm like, oh, there's the letter that he wrote me on birch bark. And here's the album he made me. And here's like a weird feather.
They're so sweet. And it's the only thing you have organized.
It's the most organized thing in my life.
That's what I picture like FBI filing cabinets. Like Emily could do a profile on these guys that she dated over her whole life.
100%.
Like it's so organized.
Yeah.
But I would never, I would picture you being like, I'm going to do this. And then two guys in, you'd be like, you know what? I'm bored. F this. We're skipping this now. I want to do this. I can't believe you did it for so long.
Well, I think it was a simpler time. Before we had all the text messaging is a disaster for relationships. Not only can't you save anything, you've like been ghosted or deleted by the time, you know, you go out with them, and there are no, people aren't even having relationships anymore. So these were like 3-month relationships, 6 months. You would have to send a letter, or you'd have to, I feel like, and then they'd come up on a horse and buggy. I mean, not that, but you'd send a letter. And this was an email. I have letters, so I found them. But really, you would send a letter, a postcard. All my boyfriends would send me postcards. And they'd be like, that was so fun last week. Or they would, you know, and then I have emails. I started to print out emails because before text, you'd get emails every day from guys I was dating. So then I printed those out, and those guys have files because printing was more of a thing. And now I've got nothing for the last 10 years.
All these guys...
It's very
small. If you're listening and she has a file on you, don't kill anyone.
It does sound like a file on them. I do.
There's going to be exhibits in court. I just save all my old iPhones. I literally have like 6 iPhones. And I could be like, oh, that's when I was with Paula and that's when I was with blah, blah, blah.
So all the texts are in there?
Yeah. I can just literally boot them back up and see any pictures that were sent my way from an ex, if I ever want to reminisce.
So you never want to trade in your phone for the new phone?
I have the new phone. I just have the old phones. I don't trade them. I just wait till I run them into the ground.
I guess this is interesting. Well, I guess I just, I don't know, Steve. I don't know how I had the discipline.
I'm proud of
you. Which I no longer have in these ways. Yes. But
it's in there somewhere.
Yes. I'd love to hear one of these
this
poets.
Is one. So look at this piece of paper.
By the way, I was like, what is this scrap of paper she keeps waving in everyone? That,
oh, yeah. That's what we put
the
rundown.
Does every night?
So I brought in so many. I had to take them out of the file. What'd you say?
I was like, is this what she's doing every night? Just waving a scrap of paper at you, all of you? Well,
you should see the papers in my life. But this one, there were so many. So, Steve, you can imagine this. I got a little overwhelmed because there was a lot. And I was like, at first I thought this would be fun. We're all going to excavate my entire love life. We're going to go through it. And then I had like you guys take them. So they went through.
Yes.
And we approved this.
We approved.
This is from Gary, not his real name.
Okay.
And he wrote me this email after we had a weekend getaway. And I believe, if I remember now, it was February. So it could have been a Valentine's Day thing. And this was like probably 20 years ago, 15.
That's what I was going to say. How many years ago? 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
And it was an experience. And this is what he said. And then, remember, this was after.
Oh my God.
Remember our dinner at Spago in February? It was February. Hours before, we had an intense conversation in which I explained that I found my true self and meeting and meaning. And then he wrote, realities and distractions. I asked you to cancel my tarot card reading because I didn't believe in that superstitious fate type stuff anymore. And then he wrote in parens, the end of the eight ball. Because this dude had an eight ball. And I was like, he would would ask the eight ball things
would
all
like
the time.
Would he carry it around?
Yeah. Or it was, he would carry it, but let me ask eight ball. I'm like, that's just, like, at first it's cute or sweet. And then he, like, lived by the eight ball.
Well, that's, you would dump him now. If you were on a date today and someone took out an eight ball, you would get him committed.
If someone sent me a fax today, too, and so I had some faxes, that would be weird, but I do have some faxes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, he said, no, you're right. People don't, he said, we were staying at the beautiful Argyle, home of the famous headbanging orgasm, which I don't remember having orgasms with him, but I must have had a headbanging orgasm at the Argyle, which is now the Sunset Tower. Very beautiful hotel. That was fun. We couldn't stop touching each other at dinner that night. Let's go back to LA soon. Could that really be a place we could maybe live? Now, I went, ugh, because I remember the problem in our relationship was that he wanted to live together and get married. And that was the problem.
And you were like, what?
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to live with you. I'm still on the fence about whether being a Gemini makes me interesting or neurotic. All the same, love you. Did you love it as much as I did?
Check yes.
I'm here to tell you, baby, no one does it like we do. Something. No, baby, nobody does it. Gary.
Well.
Okay. So, now I'm remembering so many things about this, but that was, first of all, it's nice to read back to. It's nice that he wrote me words, and he would always, like, after we'd had these weekends together, I did love what he sent me and the words and the stuff like that. But the annoying thing about this guy was that he was very controlling, and I remember he really wanted us to move in together way before I was comfortable. And he was controlling in the sense of, I remember that one time he came home to Michigan with me, and this is the guy that my mom was like, pulls me in the bathroom. She's like, I don't like him. He's very controlling. He's controlling, meaning like he packed up my suitcase for me. And I liked that because I have packing anxiety. But he was also a little controlling. Like, he wanted me to wear navy because
Just navy?
I don't know. He liked navy. He was more conservative than I was.
What colors were you wearing that were
like
not
wearing
conservative?
Black.
That's
which
not
is like, how is that
that's
not?
That's a nun.
That's okay. Literally like a step below
navy.
Navy in the spectrum.
It was his cultural thing. It was like navy and pearls, but that was him. But I liked, yeah.
So what do you do?
Now I'm bringing up, we should read these more in depth, all of these, because I'm remembering patterns in my life. He was a great guy though. Not controlling, like angry, just
but
like
just random
OCD,
weird
which
things.
I appreciate in people it like just, Kristen.
It feels like such a weird thing to slip into an email though. Do you think this could be the place? Like, that's such a, like, not okay thing. Like, he should have just been like, we had great sex and we went away. Talk soon.
Yeah,
see you
he kept
soon.
Planting the seed. Well, now I'm reading it. It's a bit much.
But what would you, do you, like, email back? Like, no, we can't live together there.
I think I avoided all of that together. And then when he bought a house,
healthy.
He's like, so I picture our house. You guys, okay, listen, listeners. I was all like you. I was avoidant.
Yeah.
I didn't want to commit. I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to have any serious conversations. And when he said, this is a house that I bought for us, oh. I hung up. I got to go.
He bought a house?
He bought a house. And he's like, I would want you to move into this house with me. And I was like, gotta go. I was like late 20s.
But that's like, you don't buy a house and be like, live.
Yeah.
This is
our
what I'm
house.
Saying. He was planting the seeds the whole time.
Is there any way to reel somebody back in? Like, is there any way to be like, hey, you're so ready for me to do this. But if you can just like move back your expectations a little bit and we can just go back to dating, I think that's where we need to be. Like, or is it, it was, you know, so far gone, you can never
this
be
this is like
him.
Doing therapy with my younger self. If I had known then what I would have known now, I wouldn't have handled it so immaturely. I wouldn't have been like avoidant.
Yeah.
I would have been like, this is, you know what, right now, I'm actually, but this was a different time. I would have said, I'm actually not looking for a relationship and I'm actually trying to, you know, figure out what I want right now. I like hanging out with you, but it seems like you're moving this really fast and I'd like to slow it down. And I remember him pushing the relationship, and I also love being loved and I love being adored. And he sent me like flowers every week and he was very attentive and gave me a lot of the stuff that I do like. So it felt great and I'd be all swept up in it. But back then, and now I believe we have more, we can do this. But back then, to say, I want to date other people or I want to explore or slow down, it was like, if you're with someone for a year, you are going to move forward and get married. And, you know, so that's what I would tell my younger self.
God, it's just such a hard thing to put in the email.
Well, also, but if you're not like, because I can imagine someone potentially texting that. So before texting was popular, I could see them saying like,
what else would you do though? If you had a job and you couldn't talk on the phone, you would like,
email.
I have a lot of, listen, I didn't print out the emails from the last 10 years. I have more, but that's what you had to do. Or before, you know, this was 15 years ago, before texting was everything.
Texting is ruined. It's just like too immediate and like it's too much too fast of being able to communicate directly with someone. I think there's something romantic about your email and letter correspondences.
We are talking about Valentine's Day, which kind of wraps into a lot. There's a lot that it brings up. Are you going to get the right gift? Are you going to, you know, do you need to get a gift? If your partner says, I don't want you to do anything, you don't need to do anything. What do you do if you've just been dating someone for like a week or a month?
Oh my God.
Do you need to get them a gift?
The stress.
It's stressful.
It really is stressful. Did you ever come upon that? I mean, I don't want to, I think you guys are talking about it throughout the week, but I wonder if you've ever come upon it too soon. You don't have to go into too much detail. But I'm here tonight and I want to know, damn it.
I feel... You just acknowledge it and you're like, this is my blanket statement for everyone in a relationship, a new relationship, a friends with benefits, a marriage. Just address it ahead of time. Like say, hey, and this year it's great. It's on a Friday. You're probably going to see your loved one anyway. And just say it's Friday's the 14th is Valentine's Day. Is there anything you had in mind? Anything you like to do? How do you feel about Valentine's Day? I was thinking if you're the planner in the relationship, I was thinking we could... I don't know. I wouldn't even say go to dinner. Okay, so my idea is I think we should do something that night. And they say, great, would you ever mind? And my idea is to make it a sexy night. Because I think you go out and you pay too much at a restaurant. You don't want to really be around people.
Yeah.
Maybe you do for a little bit. Mm. But have like a hotel room after. Like, Steve, that's my perfect Valentine's Day.
That sounds great.
You could do that in any stage of the relationship.
Yeah.
A hotel room is
hot.
Literally Viagra for any relationship. Like, it just is like such a great night, no matter if it's like, you know, the hotel can be anywhere as long as it's not a Roach Motel. Come on, guys. Springfield's a little better than that. But like, it could just be like a regular hotel that's in your town. Like, just the change of scenery, I think, is
exactly
awesome.
Mixing things up.
You don't have to worry about your own cleanup, really.
How?
I mean, what are you doing in there?
Well,
no, it's true.
I listen. Never mind.
Okay. I believe that why have it be a stressful, I think it's just a great night to say, you know what? We're in this relationship. Let's do something we don't normally do. Let's not just stay home and watch TV and watch reality shows. Steve's not. That's the one night that he's not going to be home watching TV with his wife.
That's first of all, how dare
Literally.
You? Secondly, you're right.
it's true.
But like, do you know that?
But right? Like that's
No, but I mean, when amazing. You're married, I'm very happy in my relationship. But yeah, we come home from work, we cook dinner, we talk, we watch some TV.
That's literally what everybody does. So it's not just you. But I just happen to know.
We were together for 1 month before our first Valentine's Day together.
Oh, and so what did you do?
So she, on one of our dates, had said, and it was like, we were talking, what's like one of your favorite things that's just like bizarre? Like just something you're into, like food, whatever. And she's like, you know what? I have a really sick obsession with, and I haven't had them forever. Are these raviolis they sell at Costco? And she's like, I know that sounds like a garbage person, but like, I'm scared admitting it to you and you might run away, but like, I really love them. So she was coming over and we had no pressure. She was just going to come over and spend Valentine's Day and we were going to just hang out. And I went and got us a Costco membership. Like I went and got a Costco membership and she's like, where are we going? I was like, we're going to go pick up the raviolis and we're going to come back and we're going to drink. We're going to make the raviolis and we'll watch a movie. And that's all we did. And it was great.
That sounds fun.
See, you remembered something that she had said.
And I was nervous, though, because I was like, is this fucking creepy? You know, like, well, I didn't tell her I went out and got a Costco. I was like, yeah, I always had it. But I got it like a day before.
I want a man with a Costco membership.
Well, that's what like, I...
Put that on your dating profile, too. Must have own Costco. No, but you remembered she liked the ravioli.
Well, it was that little thing, but yeah. I did do what you said, which was like, I just didn't... I was nervous, like you were like, do I say something? Do I not say something? I just said, hey, like, let's just hang out that day. That was it. It was just that easy.
Hang out on that day. That's what you can say.
But I'm going to wait for him to say something. He's usually pretty on point. He's like very...
Okay.
But would you be upset if he doesn't say anything?
No, because I know we're going to hang out anyways that day. I just don't know if it's going to be Valentine's-esque. But I just feel like he's very sweet. He's very nice. Okay. So I think he might... I don't like expect like a card or anything. Not that I need a card, but...
Emily, has anyone ever done it like over the top Valentine's Day for you where you were just like, I'm not into this. Like, this is too much or too soon? Besides this guy that tried to buy you a house?
Now I wish I took the house, though, because real estate in San Francisco, I mean, come
on. Kristen would be like, fuck yeah, is a house?
Yeah, Kristen. Yeah.
This guy's still
pissed.
Single?
That letter, I was supposed to read it.
Do you like your family? You got a house?
No, I was like reading it again and all these things came up. Yo, I think he's divorced, Kristen.
Let's go. Close
the house. He might even have another house. I've had guys go over the top, but never, typically it's just like on a first few dates. They do too much, they do the things, but on Valentine's Day, if I'm spending Valentine's Day with you, you've already been vetted and it's probably not going to be that annoying and over the top. Yeah. But I've half had people do like nothing and that didn't feel great either. So I think it has to be somewhere. Yeah. I mean, I think, again, just acknowledging that it's a day that we all can't avoid and it's there and flip it on its head. You know, why don't you reframe Valentine's Day and say, you know what? I get it's a Hallmark holiday and it's commercialized. But what if you just think about it as a day to deepen your relationship, deepen your partnership, your connection, do something different that night? If you like this show, let us know. Leave us 5 stars wherever you listen, whatever app you listen on, iTunes. We so appreciate it. Leave a comment. If you want more, if you want to send us a question or get in touch, it's feedback@sexwithemily.com. Love you all. Thank you to my awesome team, Ken, Kristen, Elisa, Brian, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.